This is stop 8. You should be standing on Oxley's Drive, near the railway bridge.
A 100-mile-an-hour rail crash has killed 4 people, injured dozens more. The Leeds Express was split in two, smashing several of the carriages.
Tonight, police. Not far from this spot, on October the 17th in the year 2000, a high-speed passenger train from London was derailed, killing 4 people and injuring 70. But if it weren't for the roads and the railway, Hatfield, as we know it, probably wouldn't be here at all. The old town of Hatfield had grown up around Hatfield House, which attracted many important visitors. It was also a stopping place for stagecoaches on the Great North Road. This was a turnpike road, meaning you had to pay a toll to use it. In those days, Travellers Lane, where de Havilland Primary School now stands, was a drove road, along which noisy herds of animals, oxen, sheep and cows, were taken to be sold at Smithfield Market in London. The coming of the Great North Railway to Hatfield in 1851 brought closer ties with London and allowed people more opportunities to travel. Lord Salisbury, the owner of Hatfield House and also Prime Minister of England, gave permission for the railway to cross his land, so long as a station was built on his own doorstep. Trains had other uses too. They brought night soil, the stinky contents of chamber pots and privies, up from London to spread as fertiliser on the fields around Hatfield. Good road and rail links also helped to explain why, in the 1930s, the de Havilland factory was built here, and why, in the 1950s, Hatfield was chosen to become a new town. It's quite hard to imagine it now, but in those days, not many people owned a car. Here in South Hatfield, most people lived close enough to the factory to be able to walk or cycle to work, and their children could walk to school. Maisie, in year 6 at de Havilland School, tells us about her journey into school every day.
It's only about a 15-minute walk, but it's nice to walk, and like I meet my friends sometimes. I don't have to walk up a big hill, like a big one, but I have to walk up a little one. My legs ache sometimes, or when I'm like late, I sometimes have to run.
Well, that's the end of our Stride Guide audio walk. We hope you've enjoyed listening to it. The idea for this walk came from the de Havilland School, South Hatfield. It was funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund. It was researched and produced in 2012 by Stride Design, with help from Sarah Bayliss and Carl Hartland. That's me. The music was composed and played by David Cambridge. If you enjoyed this walk, you might like to listen to more Stride guides around Cambridge, Wisbeach, and Ware. Just go to strideguides.com.